This all begins on July 31st. City officials are gathered in the municipal clerk's office, preparing to open bids from construction companies, hoping to work on the Blue Lake Dam. Now, the city thought the project would cost about $50 million. When they opened the bids, the lowest number was $84 million. A panel of engineers, consultants, and financial experts pored through the documents and recommended to the assembly last night that they accept the second lowest bid from Montana-based Barnard Construction. It comes in around $93 million. They're also recommending the city bank an additional $3.7 million as a buffer in case costs go even higher. The assembly could put the project out for bid again, but the review team told them there's little chance they'd find better prices.
It is what it is. We think it's a good bid relative to the proposals we've seen.
Utility Director Chris Bruton speaking with KCAW after the meeting.
In particular, the bid that we're recommending, there was perfect detail as far as construction sequence, cost, crews, materials, equipment, staging, all those things. It was laid out in very logical order, and it's hard to dispute that based on what they did.
For the assembly, moving ahead with the project and funding the tens of millions in extra cost could mean a few things. Issuing extra bonds, asking the state for more money, and trying to find enough cash to fill the gaps in the meantime. For residents, it's likely to mean a slightly steeper rate increase. Right now, rates are at around 9 or 10 cents a kilowatt hour, and they were already set to go up to about 13 or 14 cents a kilowatt hour. But if the city greenlights the recommended bid, they'll be closer to 15 or 16 cents. Now, the assembly could also cancel the project, but the city has already committed about $33 million to it. Pulling out would mean a huge loss of money, and continuing to run diesel generators to meet Sitka's energy needs is costly. Diesel runs about 43 cents a kilowatt hour, and it's only expected to go up. So, Bruton says his office finds itself performing a balancing act.
That's what we're doing right now. I'm struggling to come up with the right options and the right mix to make sure we can pay for the project and get it done, yet still maintain reasonable rates that won't kill our economy or our local citizens.
The problem, said the review team in its report, lies in the estimate prepared by the engineering consulting firm Hatch. The review team's report says it underestimated hourly labor rates in Sitka and did not account for the expensive logistics or the contractor's plan to have a construction camp to house workers on site. That the estimate was so far off the mark came as a shock to city staff when the bids were opened, and it angered Assemblymember Mike Reif.
I don't want to spend too much time, but obviously we're in this situation primarily because of the incompetent engineer's estimate. Obviously, if we had that up front, we would be planned totally different for this.
He asked project engineer Dean Orbison what leverage the city might have against Hatch.
The leverage that we have is that Hatch's reputation is at stake, and we are the client. And they need to make us happy to sell their next job. And so that's essentially all the leverage we have, and I think it's pretty good leverage.
Bruton, meanwhile, says yes, the incorrect estimate through the project's funding scheme back to square one, but he's not as vocal as Reif in his criticism of Hatch.
Yeah, it puts us in a bad spot, but I have to say that this is a group effort. You know, we had an engineering team looking at this. We've had consultants. We had the Board of Consultants. We've had FERC oversight. There's been a lot of folks that have looked at this project, and I am not going to lay all the blame for this at one person's feet. This is a group effort.
The review team did not recommend the lowest bid, $84 million, from ASI Constructors in Colorado, because they told the assembly ASI did not demonstrate adequate staff or experience to pull off something as complex as Blue Lake, nor, they said, did ASI seem to have enough financial capacity or a good grasp of the schedule. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.